This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show.
That's right.
Mike DeTillo along with the legendary Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got a lot of great food, drink specials. Hey, if you want to watch the game, you can come here, get a great meal, and, man, enjoy all the college football right in front of you. And, again, super food and drink specials, and also for catering. I know Jason has always talked to me about it, that, hey, if you don't want to cook for some of the holidays or some of a weekend,
yeah,
hey, give them a call here at Acme Oyster House, and Jason will take care of you. And they do a great job catering all across the Baton Rouge area. Also want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. One of the guys to watch today, Herb, and we brought him up a little bit, is number 13, Jaden Ball. A true freshman running back,
yep,
who has taken over because of injuries to Montrell Johnson. And Montrell's been sort of questionable for the last couple weeks, coming off the knee injury. But, man, Ball looks to be a really good runner. Now, they list him at 6 foot. Oh, I don't think he's quite that big. I think he's more to 5'10 and three-quarter range. But, man, he's pieced together. And he's a thickly built back,
yep,
and he's not going to go down quickly. And he's got some scoot after the initial draw when he catches the ball. The other thing, too, is they've used him in the Wildcat. And we heard Kevin talk about it, Kevin, and that they have used that.
You better watch out
for that and watch out for that. And LSU's had so much trouble stopping the run. Number 16 might well be the straw that turns the drink. Oh, number 13, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
He may well be the straw that turns the drink for them today for the Gators on offense.
Ball, 89 carries, 411 yards rushing, 4.5 yard average with six touchdowns. He looks like the typical Florida running back that Coach Napier likes, right? He looks like ATN. He looks like Montrell
Johnson.
Johnson.
Yeah.
I was about to say Montel Jordan. That was a good. He's a good singer, but he don't play running back.
Yeah.
But you know, he looks like the typical Florida running back that Jabbar Jaloops liked those running backs to look like. And it's so funny because, you know, the one thing we were talking about is how great, you know, when there was the fun and gun and all this other stuff. Well, let's look at after Steve Spurrier, right? So you had Tim Tebow in that group. They weren't throwing the ball like Steve Spurrier was throwing the ball. They was running the ball. Now, they'll surprise you with a jump pass here and there or something else. And then you go to Dan Mullen and all of his groups or whatever. They wasn't throwing the ball all around the park. They were running the football. Now, you come back with Billy Napier, who wants to do essentially the same thing. And it's interesting to see how they're going to approach today's game, because today's game is going to be...
That's not Billy's nature.
No, it's not. It's not. And we're going to see what it's going to be, because I think that, to be honest with you, I really think that Florida, if they're going to win this game, I think they're going to beat you by what they can do best. And that's DJ Lagway throwing the football down the field.
Yep. Downfield and running the football. That's the one thing, Herb, that all through the season they have done pretty well,
yep,
is when they commit to the run. Now, they got to commit to it.
You got
to
stick with it.
But they can run the football pretty well. They got a big offensive line. They can kind of play a little small ball with you. But, again, number 13, Jaden Ball. You heard it here.
That's the guy they want to feed the ball to. Mm-hmm. LSU's got to be cognizant of that. The same thing, Florida's got to be cognizant of Caden Durham.
And look, they're going to run the football with ball. Now, the other thing is, the question is going to be, is Johnson going to be back today? Because he might be back today.
He might.
He might play. But here's the thing. When you commit to it, like you said, you commit to the run, that means you committed to it in every facet that there is. It's not just that one person. You have to add other guys in that mix. Now, does that mean that Legway is going to run the football? Maybe so. It depends. He may feel good enough to run the football, but I know one thing. They're going to have to use Legway to throw the ball downfield, make explosive plays, and then LSU's got to find a way to be in the run game, run gaps, and stop the running game. Because if they don't do that, it's going to be a long day for them. I don't think they'll be able to survive if they can't stop the
run. One of the things with DJ is I see he'll take a quick look at a short pass, but that's not his nature.
No.
He wants to throw that middle and deep pass because I think he feels comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The little short stuff, and when you watch him, when he plants and throws, he's okay. But a lot of times he's throwing it, and it's almost like kicking himself backwards when he throws the ball. It's off balance, and he sails it.
Yeah.
He sails that ball over a receiver or a running back coming out of the backfield.
It's a different mechanic when you're throwing the ball, you know, in the short yardage passing game. You have to be really confident in the mechanics of it. It's not just throwing the ball deep and allowing your arm strength to get the ball to where you want it to be. It's timing. It's mechanics when it comes to your follow-through or less thereof. It's kind of like a free throw versus a three-pointer.
Right.
And so you just got to be really, really cognizance on how you throw the football. Now, you know, it's what I'm also interested to see in this game from LSU is LSU's run game. What are we going to do?
Or what semblance of a running game is it?
You know, there was times last week, even in the passing games, where it looks like the offensive linemen didn't have a clue of what they were doing.
Man, you saw the center guard on two plays.
Yeah.
They went out to block a guy that wasn't there, and there was a loose guy running into the backfield.
And it ran right past him. Ooh. Like, they didn't even take a look at it twice. So I was like, man, what's going on here? So it's going to be interesting to see if LSU's got that fixed, because to me that's coaching. And then that's the guys really understanding what they're there to do on those plays. And it's going to be I want to see if LSU can do if they can do that. The run game for LSU is pivotal. I don't think they're going to win any more games if they don't have a running game, because I just think that Nussmeier is going to have too much pressure on him to be able to, you know, play flawless football from here on out. If he can play flawless football from here on out, then LSU could probably have a chance to win. But Nuss is going to put way too much pressure on himself to make a play and not make the right play. So LSU's run game has to come through for him.
The other thing, too, is in how they use Whit Weeks in this game. If you have a freshman quarterback, and the way Whit sort of jumps around a little bit. Now, sometimes he's over-aggressive and he'll pull himself out of position. But you're trying to get a mismatch where Whit would get a clean shot into the backfield, either through the middle or off the edge. Today, I think they use Whit a lot as the confusion guy on defense. He may line up one spot, and then he moves right at the last minute. Because with DJ, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of skins on the wall as far as college games are concerned. So my thing about it is, I think Whit Weeks plays a huge part in this game and where they position him to make a play defensively.
Well, when he gets there, he's got to make the play.
He can't overrun it.
You know, different things like that. You got to finish the play. Now, the other side of that is everybody else that's along with Weeks. Where are you guys? Where's Greg Penn? Where's Major Burns? We need those guys to come up and make plays, because they've been doing that prior to the last six quarters. We haven't seen those guys do that, especially in that Alabama game. And so it's going to be it's going to be something that I'm going to be looking forward to. So when it comes to Whit Weeks, he's got to show me again that he's the guy that played, you know, the guy that was playing two, three games ago. Right, I want to see him get back to that Arkansas Whit Weeks, that guy that's all over the place. They were comparing him to the Honey Badger. They was doing all these other stuff. That's the Whit Weeks we want to see. Now, you know, it also is a team sport. It's a team effort. Everybody has to be able to fulfill and perform in their role that they need to fulfill.
Here's my deal. they don't have Ryan Williams Jr. You know, they don't have Ryan Williams, a second version of him. Man, Ryan Williams, he spun around that cornerback on that little out pattern the first play. Yeah. He almost like corkscrewed him into the ground.
Right.
But he was baiting him. You could see what they were trying to do. Throw it short. And then Jalen just missed. I mean, it was right there. Had that been on a good field,
yep.
Ryan Williams scores on that play.
Yep.
And he outran everybody. Florida don't have a guy like Ryan Williams.
No, and like we talked about earlier, that's another thing, man. You know, last week you had a couple things going for you. You was at home and it was night. It was a rainy night too. So why not put everybody in the box and force him to throw the football?
I agree.
Instead of sitting back and trying to allow, you know, trying to stop the pass, they're not going to pass the ball.
Yeah, because you watched Alabama, they were helping their corners because
right.
they weren't afraid of the run.
No.
They let their safeties kind of bracket every receiver LSU had.
Yep.
We'll be back to finish it up here at our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show from Acme Oyster House right after this break. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillo along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Again, if you don't want to cook, man, come over here, get a great meal. You got great food and drink specials. Also, they'll take care of your catering needs. So we're just talking to the young lady who was involved with it last weekend.
That's right.
They did a great job with it. With LSU when they played Alabama, you can call and talk to Jason. He'll take care of you on that catering business. Also want to thank Map Construction, our presenting sponsor. What'd they say that? Map Build Beyond?
Map Build
Beyond. How about that? Okay. Okay, give us keys to victory, Herb.
I mean, don't do what you did last week. Whatever
that
was.
You got to throw that script away.
That's right. So
don't read that script.
You know, you got to throw out what you did last week. Throw it away. Exit it out of your memory with the exception of just the way it felt and the way it tasted. And, you know, you're going on a road against a Florida team that's not good at all, really, to be honest with you. But you just got to play the game. Let's get back to fundamentals.
My thing is, take the crowd out of it early and score right off the bat.
Yeah, but how do you do that? The problem is, I don't know how you do that. So
not this team, I don't know.
That's right. So what I'm saying is, so now you just get back to basics. You got to tackle, you got to block, you got to run, you got to catch, you got to pass. Let's just get back to that. Let's not try to overcomplicate this thing and none of that stuff, because I think that's where we are right now. Who is this team? What are we going to be as we move forward? If you would have asked me this 3 games ago or 4 games ago, I'd have said, you know, this is a really good team that knows how to finish a game. They're not as talented as we want them to be, but they really have a lot of dog in them and a lot of fight in them. And I still believe that. So on the road, you know, fight like hell, and let's go in and try to play the best football, clean football game we can, not turn the ball over, but also create turnovers. And as you say, get the crowd out of the game early and do what you can to put points on the board.
I'm interested in, can they stop the run? Because I think that's the key. If you – I want the freshman quarterback to be the guy to beat me. I don't want this to be Ball. And if Montrell plays, he would be part of it. We're not sure about that. But I want TJ to be the guy. If anybody's going to beat me, I'll say you do it. Because I'm not going to let you run the football.
Exactly. I agree with you. That's what I wanted them to do last week. Say, hey, Jalen, you beat me, but beat me with your arm and not your
legs.
You know, so today it's okay, Lagway. I want you to beat me with your legs and not your arms. Because what he can throw the ball, you know, he can do well is throw the football down the field. So, but whatever it is that Lagway can do, just to make him be the one to beat you. I agree with that.
Yeah, the chunk plays you're going to have to watch for, because that's what he likes to do a lot.
Yeah.
He likes to throw the football deep. Keep everybody up to date. It is almost halftime, and Tulane with a 14-0 lead over Navy. The Green Wave jumping all over the Navy team. They had a couple of other opportunities to score, didn't cash in, but 14-0, and man, Navy, this is sort of their game. They like to keep it low scoring, but man, Coach Summerall has done a fantastic job there. You talk about some big moccasins. you put your feet in.
Yeah.
Because Willie Fritz built that team, and even Coach Summerall will tell you, you know, it's different for me. I didn't have to rebuild the program. Yeah. Willie did. I just kind of put my touches on it. He did the addition part of it.
Yeah, and I think he's doing a phenomenal job. But I was telling you this earlier, it's just, you know, at 8-2 and 6-0 in their conference, I mean, and Tulane's been averaging this the last four years. And it's, so this program has really come from one of, I guess, demise, if you will, or just not as prideful of a program to something consistently putting a really good product on the football field.
Your thoughts tonight, does Georgia bounce back playing a pretty good Tennessee team? Now, we don't know about Nico, how healthy he is. He's supposed to play at the quarterback spot, but he's coming off a head injury with concussion. He's apparently passed everything so far, but that's always touchy with them. We know they want to run the ball. Tennessee wants to run it and throw the ball deep downfield.
So Tennessee is a really great team. I think they have a little bit of everything that they need to be successful. I just think that Georgia was really embarrassed last week, and I think they're going to come back and play a much better game than what we saw last week.
Carson Beck has got to be the key there, because Herb, out of all the players in the SEC, he's been the most disappointing.
He's supposed to be the guy, but he ain't.
He's supposed to be the man.
You know, it's one of those things where, okay, where's Georgia at now? Who are they going to have next? And, you know, Georgia normally has, well, over the past 8 years, they had one guy. It seemed like he played there for 9 years or something.
Yeah,
but
he was collecting Social Security money.
Right. Exactly. So, with that being said, I think Georgia is really going to come out tonight and play the type of football that they want to play. And I would say that Georgia would beat Tennessee tonight.
Yeah, I think so also. And I know we had it in our Pick'em segment. Picking Georgia over Tennessee, and I think a lot of it had to do with me. I wasn't sure how healthy Nico is going to be, because, man, that Georgia defense gets after you, and they fast. Want to thank everybody for listening to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettillo along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by. Got great food and drink specials here. Hey, we know what's happening at 2:30 kickoff, but we're going to throw it to the LSU Radio Network. They'll give you a couple hours of pregame right before kickoff. LSU, Florida Gators, right here on the Big 870 WWL.